Oh, let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Let's start with, I think, what's a cold weather forecast for this week and maybe for November. What do you see in the Midwest?
Yeah, it is certainly going to be trending colder. Some of the cold that's been felt out in the western states, really since the end of October, is going to be spreading east. And we've got a pattern that's going to funnel a lot of very cold Canadian air into the northern plains, the Great Lakes, and into the Corn Belt, and even getting all the way to the East Coast. So I think the first real widespread cold for the central and eastern half of the nation in the next couple of weeks will be moving on in. Now, this is going to be some pretty darn cold temperatures, especially for the Dakotas, Minnesota, and the Great Lakes. Great Lakes, those water temperatures are still pretty warm, and with this Arctic air coming, we're going to see lake effect snows kicking in as well.
Oh, so they'll have to worry about that. Farmers won't be happy about the snowfall. The frozen temperatures might help them out, especially if they can get up on top of these soils that are soaked and saturated. How low are the lows? And more importantly, the daily highs need to stay really pretty cold, too.
Well, it is looking like we may be able to reach that, where it's going to be cold enough day and night to keep the fields from getting too muddy. This is going to be especially true by this weekend and for probably all of next week. Now, yes, there is going to be some snow. However, the bigger snows, I think, will be in those localized lake effect snows. So I think for a large part of the Corn Belt in the Midwest that, we're going to see some snow with this colder weather, but nothing too heavy. So it's the right mix. We are going to see temperatures for lows as cold as the single digits and teens at the heart of this cold for the Northern Plains, teens and 20s for the Corn Belt.
And highs for the day?
Upper 20s and lower 30s.
Mm-hmm. Turn your attention to South America. What kind of conditions are they working on from top to bottom?
Well, when it comes to precipitation, it's going to be dry, especially in some of the central, south central and eastern areas of Brazil. The southern growing areas of Brazil and the northern areas of Argentina look to have some adequate rainfall. You know, there's nowhere right now in South America that I see is excessively wet or excessively dry. It is dry in some of those eastern areas, but adequate soil moisture for many areas of Argentina and Brazil, and I think that trend will continue.
Okay, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.